First of all, can you all hear me? Yeah. Great. First question for you is to find out if you were listening. We just had our reading from Genesis where God was making the whole world and he just finished on the seventh day. Can anyone tell me, put up your hand, what did he do? What did he do on the seventh day? He rested. Brilliant. Well done. Who here likes resting? You like resting, do you? Do any of your mums like resting?
No.
Your dads? Any dads who snore on the couch on a Sunday afternoon? No. And who comes home from school or preschool maybe and has a nap? Anyone here still have naps? I have naps. There's a few. Good. Okay. The problem was in the garden, which we just read about, God had just made it and everything was perfect. And Adam and Eve were going to live there forever. Did that happen though? Did Adam and Eve live there forever?
No, they didn't.
No. And can anyone tell me why they didn't? What went wrong? One at the back, Joe. They disobeyed God, that's right. And what did God have to do? He
sent them out.
He sent them out of the garden. That's right. So there they were in the garden. They had all their physical needs met. They had food. They could spend time with God. They could walk in the garden with Jesus. And they were going to be there forever. But when it all went wrong, they lost all of that. So they had a restful, wonderful place, and it all ended. But is that how it all finished? No. Well done. It's always the answer. We're going to find out this afternoon, working through the Bible, how God sorted out that problem. Okay. The first question I've got for you, do you guys like bread?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got lots of bread here.
Yes.
Yeah. I've also, this can be used to keep things warm, this bag. I've got one, okay? I've only got one burger. No, so I've got lots of bread. So who would like some bread? You can have the bread or the burger. Who wants the burger? Who wants the bread? So who's going to fight me for the burger?
Me.
Do you think I'll win?
No.
Okay. The bread will go into your sandwiches afterwards, don't worry. But we can spend a lot of time, although you weren't so enthusiastic this afternoon, trying to get the very best, and if you'd gone for this one, you actually would have got
it.
It wasn't a burger in the end. Well, we can spend all our effort trying to get the very best things. More though, but sometimes there's things we need, healthy, and then there are things we want even more, and we work really hard to get those things. And the Bible talks about that. If you've got a Bible in the pews, you can turn to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 1. It tells us, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting, if you can consider McDonald's feasting, with strife. But really a verse talking about how we can go after what we really, really want and spend all our effort getting lovely food when it might be easier and calmer, more restful if we go after what we need. We can make ourselves very busy getting what we want rather than being happy with what we need and we have. Say to the adults, I've moved house recently and I get no rest at the moment because I'm spending all my time painting. So are some people from this church as they get dragged in to help me. But it does force me to say, have I got a house that's enough or one that's bigger than I need? I hope I put the house to good use. But we spend a lot of our time saying we're tired and not getting rest because sometimes we cram more into our days than we need to. I need a little volunteer now. No, you're not little. I need a small person. I need someone who likes Peppa Pig.
I feel like me.
Anyone like? Come on, Enzo. So I need someone to carry a toddler's rucksack. I need someone to carry a toddler's rucksack. Here's the toddler's rucksack, you see. Let me put this on. Shall we try? Well. You're going to walk off now and go back to your place?
I think that might not be a good idea with that on.
Oh, I think we should take it off, do you? Yeah. Now, I wonder, I'm going to read a verse from the Bible in a moment, but we had here, I tricked you a bit, didn't I? I said I was going to get Zaki to take a toddler's rucksack, but I've got a different type of toddler, one for carrying people, a much heavier one. Was there any need for Zaki to carry that? No. But it wasn't suitable for Zaki. There's no way anyone would rightly ask Zaki to carry that around. It's far too heavy for him. Okay. And sometimes we seem to misunderstand what God wants us to do, and that stops us being restful as well. In Matthew 11, Jesus said this, our friend Jesus said this to us. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, do any of the older ones know what a yoke is?
Isn't it the yellow bit in an egg?
It is the yellow bit in an egg. That is one meaning of a yoke. Thank you.
Is it like white yolk?
It's not the white bit of an egg, no. Any adults? Yes, the people are making the right gestures. So when an animal has a heavy load, it has a big harness like this to pull it, okay? Jesus is telling us he doesn't expect us to carry big, heavy things. What he wants us to take through in life is actually quite easy, he tells us. Jesus wants us to love God and to love one another. And it can really be that simple. Following our best friend Jesus doesn't need to be like trying to wander around like this all day. God wouldn't ask us to carry more than we can bear. Adults, we look at that example and we think it's a bit silly, but how often do we carry around or take burdens we can't really handle? I was struck by the phrase, "the best for my kids" this week. We want the best for our kids, as if God doesn't. We worry about our kids as if we care about them more than God does. It's a big challenge to us not to take on burdens God doesn't ask us to take on, and to trust him with those, to give burdens to him that do worry us, that do weigh us down. Right. So we've heard now about things that stop us getting rest. We go after things we don't need. We go after hamburgers instead of bread. And we carry things we don't need to, carry things that are too heavy for us and that God doesn't ask us to carry. The final great piece of news is because Jesus came and because he tells us we don't have to carry around all these heavy things with us anymore, he sorted everything out. You know, things went wrong in Eden, they went wrong in the garden, but Jesus has sorted them out. And one day in heaven, he'll make everything great again and we'll get the best rest ever. Now, does anyone know a game about rest? Does anyone know Sleeping Lions? Yes, so Sleeping Lions, lie down. No snoring. Okay. So one day, we're going to have the best rest ever. Okay, and this is how the Bible tells us it's going to be. It says, "Never again will you be hungry. Never again will you be thirsty. The sun won't beat down on you, nor the scorching heat for the Lamb at the center of the throne, that's Jesus. Jesus will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water, all we need. And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. He also tells us heaven's going to be a party. He describes heaven like this. He said, there was a great multitude. It sounded like a great multitude. A rushing waters like peals of thunder. People shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him." So heaven's going to be restful. Like this. And it's also going to be a great party. Okay. We tell our children that Jesus is the forever king, and we know that he's reigning already. But let's make no bones about it. There are still tears on this earth. There are still pains we're going to go through. Eternity is coming, and Jesus has already won. We are assured of the eternal rest. And some days we're allowed to just find relief in that. We're allowed to limp on together, supporting one another, finding it tough. Knowing that there will be the great rest coming. Knowing that Jesus has already assured us for that. Assured that for us, right. Well, you've done very well, very quietly there. Should we say a final prayer? And then I think, after that, we've got a song that might sort out a problem we've got. So let's say a prayer. And we'll get ready for a song. And everyone sit up, put their hands together. Well done. Let's say a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for rest. For rest on holidays, in sleep, at home together, in church together, and on our own. Lord, help those who are unrestful and cannot sleep or relax or stop. Lord, help us to do what Jesus wants us to. Help us to love him and love others so that we can be at peace with you and know rest. And thank you that one day in heaven we'll join the biggest rest and the biggest party forever. Amen.